A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today being the 13th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Today, as we continue in our series this month, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran. In our goal of better understanding the Quran and the beloved blessed verses, which are related directly to the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 208, Allah says the following: O you who believe, come in full submission to Allah, all of you, and do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, for indeed he is a manifest enemy to you. This verse calls upon believers to submit themselves wholeheartedly to Allah, urging them to unite in faith and righteousness while guarding against the temptations of Satan. This verse also encapsulates the essence of true submission to Allah and serves as a guide and the guiding principle, rather, for believers in their spiritual journey. Now, the words silm and salam mean both peace and tranquility, and some scholars have interpreted them to refer to obedience. Thus, if we look at the verse in that way, this verse actually calls upon all individuals within faith and with faith to embrace peace, tranquility, and submission, or obedience, we could say, to the command of Allah. Now, the concept drawn from this verse is as follows. It's that peace and tranquility are only possible in the light of faith in Allah and all that Allah sends for humans to follow, and relying solely on living a materialistic life and material secular laws, they can never eliminate war, insecurity, or anxiety from this world. Because by the nature, the material world and the attachment to it are always sources of conflicts and clashes, if the spiritual force of faith does not control a person, peace internally and externally becomes impossible. Faith in Allah and submission to His commandments are the focal point of human society's unity and the key to the connection between nations and peoples. You know, a remarkable example of this can be observed during the Hajj pilgrimage, where individuals of diverse colors from different races, possessing different languages, ethnicities, and geographical origins, they all harmoniously stand together participating in that grand spiritual ceremony. Ultimately, they witness peace and tranquility among themselves because they've entered into peace. If we compare this to a system ruling over countries devoid of faith in God, where insecurity in terms of life, property, honor, and dignity prevails, then the difference between communities with faith and those without faith become evident in terms of peace and tranquility and contentment in society. Now, it's true that we may see countries that have an overwhelming majority of Muslims, and perhaps they don't live the ideal lifestyle and don't have that peace and tranquility. But we cannot blame this on Islam or attachment to religion. Rather, we need to look at the root cause and the history of those countries and the role that foreign occupiers have had in that country and region before jumping to conclusions that attachment to religion prevents growth and advancement. No, Islam and religion promote growth. Therefore, let me go back to the topic and say that when the general invitation in this verse is there, it invites all believers without exception from every language, race, region and social class to peace and harmony, that this is utilized in the light of faith in Allah, the formation of a unified global government in which peace becomes evident everywhere. And this is actually humanly possible. And we know that such a day will not come, however, until the return of our 12th Imam. May Allah hasten His return, and we pray to see that day for a true global United Nations under the banner of Islam and the Sharia of Islam. Now, the final portion of this verse is also equally important for me to reflect upon today and for you to reflect upon, where Allah says, "Do not follow the footsteps of Satan, for he is to you a clear and manifest enemy." Many of the deviations and temptations of Satan occur gradually, and in each stage is, in fact, a step of Satan's footsteps. Satan knows that he cannot facilitate deviation at one go, so he uses multiple steps for a person to get to follow his temptations gradually and slowly over time. However, in this verse, the talk is not about the deviations of Satan in terms of engaging in sins, the use of intoxicants, gambling, etc. Rather, in this verse, the focus is on the fact that Satan will use means so that step by step, day by day, he can try and influence society to deviate from peace and justice and submission to Allah, leading to enmity, hostility, war, and bloodshed amongst humanity. And thus he will use simple, small tactics and progresses to more severe stages to ensure ultimate chaos in society. Now, with all of that said, I want to round out our discussion for today, and I want to explain how this verse relates to Imam Ali, peace be upon him. After all, that is my theme this month. So first off, we can say that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, exemplifies the teachings of this verse through his unwavering commitment to the submission to Allah. As the epitome of faith and piety, Imam Ali's life was characterized by complete surrender to the will of Allah, demonstrating the utmost humility and devotion in all aspects of life, and obviously in following completely the Messenger of Allah. Imam Ali's steadfastness, peace be upon him, in the face of adversity and his unwavering adherence to the principles of Islam serve as a timeless example for believers striving to emulate true submission to Allah. He rejected the allure of worldly temptations and remained steadfast in his commitment to righteousness, despite even having temptations from family members approaching him to break the rules. This verse serves as a reminder to believers to remain vigilant against the whispers of Satan and to resist the temptation to deviate from the path of righteousness. By following in the footsteps of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and adhering to the teachings of the Quran, believers can guard themselves against the machinations of Satan and attain true spiritual fulfillment. As Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, has said in the famous hadith of Thaqalain, the Muslims must follow two things to remain safe from the demonic traps, and those are the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, the specific members of his family. Now that commandment, tied to this verse of the Quran, underscores the need for believers to unite in faith and righteousness only through following Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Not through his other companions, not through the first three khalifas, not through his wives, but rather by going through the door of guidance of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his immaculate successors, the remaining 11 Imams. Anything other than this means that as a Muslim, you are following the footsteps of Satan. Now, although the name of Imam Ali is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse of review for today in this month of Ramadan, that's where the hadith come into play. And given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which adds clarity to this verse. And it states the following. This is found in the commentary of the Quran of Al-Ayashi, quoting from Abu Basir, who says that I heard Abu Abdullah, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, say that this verse of the Quran, O you who have believed, enter into Islam completely and perfectly and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. He said, do you know what Islam completely means? I said, you know best. He said, it is the walaya, the guardianship of Ali and the Imams who are the successors after him. He said, and the footsteps of Satan? By Allah, that is the walaya of so-and-so and so-and-so. Not mentioning the names in this hadith. I'll leave it up to your imagination to figure out who was against Imam Ali, meaning who followed Satan. Let me now come to some practical tips for the topic of today, for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is faith as the gateway to peace. Entry into the realm of peace and submission is only feasible through genuine faith. It is not merely belief in Allah, but encompasses faith in all aspects of religion, including the Day of Judgment, prophethood, and the guidance after the Prophet, epitomized by the divinely mandated and appointed imamate of the 12 Imams, particularly the leadership of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, immediately after the passing of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. Point number two is submission to the divine laws. True submission requires setting aside personal inclinations and wholeheartedly adhering to the laws of Allah. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his righteous successors, they exemplified this, providing a blueprint for Muslims to follow. And thus, we must submit to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the divinely appointed Imams from his progeny. Point number three is the collective duty of Muslims. Establishing peace is incumbent upon every Muslim. However, lasting peace can only be attained by submitting to Allah through the rightful authority, namely the mastership of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the Imams from his virtuous lineage. Anything else is to follow Satan and his desire to sow discord and disunity among the believers. As a closing reflection, as we begin to wrap up today, in a world rife with conflict and turmoil, the pursuit of peace and submission to divine guidance is paramount for Muslims. True peace can only be achieved by upholding faith in its entirety, including recognizing the rightful successors appointed by Allah, and they are none other than Ali and the 11 Imams from the progeny of Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. And today, a final thought as I leave you in this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. As we navigate the complexities of life, let us heed the call to embrace faith, submission, and unity. By following in the footsteps of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his descendants, we can pave the way for a world filled with lasting peace, harmony, and spiritual fulfillment. May we all strive to be agents of unity and peace, guided by the divine light of faith and submission to the rightful authority appointed by Allah. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.